The District of Houston Council has approved hiring a consultant for $10,000 to provide 5 Wet'suwet'en Clan designs for banners and to update the district's gateway welcoming signs on HWY-16 with a welcome message indicating travelers are in Wet'suwet'en territory. The move continues the district's commitment to reconciliation and the steps it is taking toward reconciliation and came to council as a recommendation from the district's new First Nations and Community Engagement Committee. It also follows a district acknowledgement that Indigenous-themed banners and an Indigenous presence on gateway signs should have been incorporated into work last year when the district updated its older banners and installed the new signs. When designs are approved and the Indigenous-themed banners produced, they will be interspersed with the district's banners so that every second banner is an Indigenous-themed one. Once initial concepts have been developed, they will be presented to the First Nations and Community Engagement Committee for feedback and then brought back to Council for final approval, a briefing document from Corporate Services Director Karen Hogstead stated. New designs for adding a Wet'suwet'en presence to the welcome gateway signs both east and west of the community on HWY-16 will be brought to Council for final consideration and costs. While the First Nations and Community Engagement Committee recommended adding the words, "Welcome to Wet'suwet'en Territory," to the gateway signs, Councillor Rebecca Haugen questioned the accuracy of the phrase. Signs with that message would be more properly placed at the borders of Wet'suwet'en Territory as travelers seeing that message on the gateway signs have been in Wet'suwet'en Territory already for some time, Haugen added. It can be geographically confusing, she said. Haugen was reassured by District of Houston Chief Administrative Officer Gerald Pinchbeck that there will be further consultation as to what should be added to the gateway signs. Councillor Tom Uverman said he was worried about how much space there is on the gateway signs to add a Wet'suwet'en message. Will people be able to read them? He asked of travelers passing the signs at highway speeds. There are 5 Wet'suwet'en clans to be represented on the banners. Gidimtim, Bear, Wolf. Kiltsikyu, Big Frog. Liksiliu, Small Frog. Sayu, Beaver. Liktsamisyu, Fireweed. Daycare receives tax exemption. The Houston Community Services Association's nonprofit Beanstalk Daycare at 2324 Butler has been given a municipal property tax exemption by the District of Houston Council. The property, previously used as a church, paid $365 based on the value of the vacant land there. Churches are taxation exempt under provincial law. The entire property, including the building, is assessed at $196,500 so that if granted a full municipal tax exemption, the district would lose $1,300. Therefore, there will be no significant impact to the district's financial plan, Finance Director Jennifer Larson pointed out in a memo to council. The association will still have to pay for water, sewer and garbage services. Council's decision rests on provincial legislation and its own policies regarding applications for property tax exemptions. Nonprofit groups can be considered for an exemption under Council's policy to support organizations within the community which further Council's objectives of enhancing quality of life, economic, social, cultural, and deliver services economically. Sign him up. Gerald Pinchbeck, who has just returned to once again become the district's chief administrative officer, has been added as a financial signing authority for the district. The addition is to ensure there is a staffer available to sign a check or authorize an electronic funds transfer. With Pinchbeck added, the following have signing authority. A. Mayor Shane Breenan. B. Councillor Tom Uverman. C. Councillor Rebecca Haugen. D. Councillor Lisa Muller. E. Councillor Troy Reitzma. F. Councillor Tom Stringfellow. G. Councillor Jonathan Van Barneveld. H. Gerald Pinchbeck, Chief Administrative Officer. I. Karen Hogstead, Director of Corporate Services, and J. Jennifer Larson, Director of Finance. town halls continue. The June 19, 2025 town hall went so well the District of Houston Council is scheduling two more, one on October 2, 2025 and one on January 22, 2026. This is the result of a recommendation from the district's First Nations and Community Engagement Committee. The June 19 one, held at the Houston Seniors Center, drew approximately 40 people. The informal format providing a welcoming space for residents to raise concerns, ask questions and connect directly with Mayor and Council, Corporate Services Director Karen Hogstead noted in a briefing document presented to Council. Two venues are under consideration, with the first being a return to the Seniors Center and the second being the Community Hall. Drag races return. Drag races are returning to the district-owned airport courtesy of the Bulkley Valley Drag Race Association after approval for the August 15-17, 2025 event was given by the District of Houston Council. Approval includes grass cutting, use of the clubhouse at the airport and the use of a District of Houston dump truck for waste removal, provided it is driven by a qualified Drag Race Association member. And at the suggestion of Councillor Troy Reitzma, district staffers will work out an agreement such that the association pay a deposit for the use of the airport clubhouse. That's the procedure with other district-owned facilities in case of damage, and so should apply to the airport building as part of the district's management of its assets, he said. The clubhouse is used primarily by the Houston Flying Club and through a grant and donations, has improved the facility. It's not the same clubhouse it was 2 years ago, said Reitzma.